fart.
Oh my goodness. You're burping?
Oh.
Okay, guys. So, we have a food review for you guys. And the reason why we are doing this as we are driving down the road... No, my hands are not on the thing. I actually finally broke down and got one of those pop socket things. And I put it in the back of my phone, so it actually stays while we're recording. You may hear a little bit of background noises, that is that. But we have a review. 100% has to review this place. Because, oh my god, that's a beautiful kitty cat. Hi, kitty cat. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Oh.
He's full.
Okay. And that's saying something.
All right. So we officially went to this place because he had a job interview. Unfortunately, we don't know if he's going to accept the job or not. We got another interview today that we're going to be going to in just a few minutes. And seeing if that one works out or if this one's more better fit. All right. Alright, so the place we just ate is called Yahula Creek Grill. And it's in our hometown, which we're fixing to spoil for you guys. We live in Georgia, even if, I don't know if you hear it in our accent or not, but...
I ain't got no accent.
Dahlonega, Georgia. Yahula Creek Grill. Oh my gosh, this place was amazing. Whoa. Apparently my phone thought so too. Alright, this place is amazing. I cannot say it enough. Okay, so a lot of the time... Oh yeah, my other job is really busy right now. But I'm busy right now.
Basically most places when you go somewhere and there's a waitress or a waiter and they seem either really distant or too pushy.
100%. This place did not do that.
Perfect timing.
Yes. They kept an eye on us.
And what I really love...
They didn't push.
Yeah. What I really love, though, was the fact that they held a conversation with us without being... pushy or anything else like that.
Yes. I also loved that they actually had a casual conversation with us without us feeling like we were pressuring them. They gave us time to order. We did explain this was our first time ever eating at this place. We didn't know anything about it. I loved the professionalism, but I also loved that I felt like a family member.
Oh, never mind.
At this place. 100% felt like a family member, which is kind of amazing. Because not a lot of restaurants do that anymore. So, 100% loved it.
Now, I should have asked if they had doggy bags. Because their food was so good. And it's all made from scratch, okay?
Yes.
That... I couldn't finish my burger. I had a heaping mound of fries. I had a thick, juicy, double bacon cheeseburger. Oh.
Now let's talk about the plates real quick. The plating. He ate off of a wood plate, guys. It was phenomenal. The aesthetics was just phenomenal. I loved it.
Well, I wanted to talk more about the...
We'll talk more about it.
Well, hang on. The cheeseburger has like a thick slice of cheese.
Yeah, and not like that like flimsy one that you get like from McDonald's or something. No, this... You actually got cheese on your burger.
And...
Now imagine if you asked for extra cheese.
Oh, I could only imagine. But... It also comes with onions, lettuce, and tomato normally.
Unfortunately, he forgot to tell them that he didn't want that because he's allergic, but that was on him.
Yeah, that was my mistake.
But,
and they took care of it right away. They even offered to get me a new top bun. You know how most places, oh, we'll fix that. And they take the stuff, but they just leave the bun. Not this place.
This place actually offered to do it, and they handmade their stuff. So even the bun was handmade. So that was amazing. And I'm going to talk about what I got. So a lot of this stuff was a lot of this stuff was stuff that I don't normally eat. I'm a really picky eater, but I got a Caesar salad, and let me tell you, oh my gosh, it had the right amount of dressing. I didn't have to ask for more. I didn't have to take my salad back because it was just drenched in it. It had the right amount.
Now, there was only one thing, and it had one piece that was too green.
One piece is too green, but you can't really help that with lettuce. I mean, it kind of happens.
Well, not only that, a lot of places, they have like a bunch of them that are too green or too crunchy. Not this one. It was perfect. I cannot stress this enough. Yehula Creek Grill, you got to try it at least once.
I mean, I'm hoping that
it is Fat Guy tested and approved. They even, I got something to drink. I didn't like it. They took it off.
They did. He did get an alcohol beverage. He didn't like the way it tasted. He took like maybe two sips of it, but he just didn't like it. But he wanted to try something new. And I love that they took it off. I did. I love that. We didn't even ask them to, but the lady was like, "No, you didn't like it. I'm not gonna make you pay for something you don't like." I love that they do that. This place was amazing. I mean, 100% we'll go back.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Whether I get the job or not, you know, I'm totally.
We'll definitely go back. This was a perfect place for a date. The staff is friendly. They're fun loving. I enjoyed it 100%. And I'm not a big person eater thing of that, so for me to love this place as much as I loved it, the pricing, I mean, he got that huge burger and I got my salad, and we didn't pay over $30. Like at McDonald's we would pay $30 for what we got. So
it was just really nice.
100% loved.
And I have to say that if I was a person that loved alcohol, then the Southern Peach Tea that I tried, well, actually it wasn't Southern Peach Tea, it was just a Southern Tea, Southern Sweet Tea is what it was called, I probably would have loved it.
So,
but they also have a wide selection of, it looked like wine and alcohol, but they have a special little book for that. So this way, you know, you don't wind up handing that book to the kids. It seems very family friendly, and it was just nice. It really was.
So we're going to finish up our date. We're going to see how this food settles with our tummies, and we'll be back with you guys, I promise. Don't worry, we'll continue reviewing this place in a little bit.